Hello and welcome to the Snow Show. Welcome to Sports Ethos LA Chargers podcast here with Brandon. Is it snowing in your area, Brandon?
No, it is not, but it is snowing like an hour west of me, pretty much when you go towards, you know, northwest Jersey. It's it's snowing pretty much closer to PA. But
Okay. Are the Eagles at home this week? No, they're not. They're in LA.
No, we're
they're
not.
Okay. They're okay. So there's snow in Cleveland, Chicago, Green Bay. There's power outages in Washington. 500,000 people got their power taken out, including myself, but it came back in short order throughout the day. We'll get to that in a little bit. Brandon, you have a message for your fellow Chicago Bears brother in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah. Watching how the Browns defended that Hail Mary. It's like, yeah, everybody looking at the ball, everybody attacking the ball, and knowing to knock it down in front of them. You know,
not behind them like Tyrone Stevenson.
Yeah, and don't celebrate, you know, in front of the fans when the game's not over yet. So take notes, Chicago. That's what you should do when you're defending a Hail Mary. Yeah. That's all I gotta say about that.
I don't know how much Brown stuff we can get to. I mean, look, they're 3-8. This was a fun game for them. They're not gonna fire their head coach. That was reported this morning. They shouldn't. Their future's murky, but at least this was fun. For the Steelers, this offense continues to kill you and give you an aneurysm, Brandon.
Yeah. Even my friends who are Steelers fans, especially, you know, Adam. Adam's like, he's like, listen, the Steelers have never been an offensive team. Even when, like, the only time they ever were is when, you know, Big Ben was throwing bombs to ABs. Like, even in the Hines Ward years, they were a good offense, but they weren't great. Like, I'm like, I know you guys pride yourself on defense, but here's the problem. Like, you're 8-3, but that offense is gonna kill you come playoff time because they cannot score. They've scored what? They've scored what? Two TDs. Like, they scored, but both of them were tonight. One was a rushing TD, one was a passing TD, and it was, I mean, yeah, you came back. But that's because the only reason you came back is because Jameis Winston fumbled the ball. If Jameis doesn't fumble the ball, you probably lose that game a lot sooner. So,
my frustration with the Steelers, it was very kind of founded tonight. I like their offense when it works, but I hate it when it doesn't. And I know that sounds so, like, hyperbolic. Like, that's obviously how football should work. But it makes so much sense with this team, and I'm laughing because it's ridiculous to me. It's like,
It's not going to work. It's not going to work in the playoffs. That kind of offense cannot work in the playoffs.
Well,
it just can't.
Well, your Eagles have a similar offensive attack, which is a slight issue. But for the Steelers, we'll get to the Eagles on Sunday because that Rams game is going to tell us a lot. We'll get there when we get there. But for the Steelers, it's like, bruh, you're going to play in cold weather games the rest of the way. Maybe not like this, but close to it. And you're not going to be able to use the deep ball. So then what is your offense? I like their offense. I do. But it's like, what is this? The deep ball is not going to come every week.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello, yeah. Hello, Shane. How are you?
Just call me Brandon. How dare you?
Damn, I'm so out of it.
I mean, I'm honored to be compared to him.
Aw, thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
Shane, do you think
that from the record?
Scrap that from the record. Okay, wait, Shane. Do you think the Steelers' offense is playoff ready? Yes or no?
No.
That's it. Just no. Okay.
But you know why? It's like, see, Philly. The difference between Philly and Pittsburgh running a run heavy offense that features a deep ball. Philly has the talent to make it work, and at least they mix in different looks. Pittsburgh runs the same five plays a game, every drive.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, that's what makes me angry, is I'm like, And like you're taking, like they constantly don't understand just how play calling should work. Like, yeah, if you get a second and short, they always say, hey, you can do one of two things. Usually it's your shot play. You can take a shot because if you don't get it, you got third and short. Or, you know, you pick up the first down and keep it moving. I'm simple. Unless I see a matchup I like, I'm running the damn ball on second and short. Like, and third and short. It's not a question. Like, the Steelers, you know, I love how, and even my Steelers buddies were saying, like, I love how their response to try to keep the drive alive was basically throwing a sideline fade ball to George Pickens with Justin Fields.
That's what they do, like, yeah, every week, though.
Yeah, but that's why it's not going to work, because you're not good enough. Like, you know, if we're comparing it to Philly, I mean, we'll get there. But if we're comparing it to Philly does that better than anybody. Or at least top three in the NFL.
If the play calling actually works out, which is a whole separate issue, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, well, even when it doesn't, like, we played a sloppy game against the Browns, and we hit like two deep shots in a row to win the game off of having a bad offense. Like, the Steelers, I don't think, can do that consistently. I mean, listen, the weather plays a big part in that. It does. But just the play calling is too predictable in Pittsburgh. I mean, like, yeah, your defense wins championships, but every defense that wins championships, I mean, outside of what, maybe the 2000 Baltimore Ravens, like, has at least a somewhat competent offense. Like, but you can't win playoff games only scoring, you know, 17 to 20 points a week.
Yeah.
That's how
I feel as well. And I don't think the running game is good enough in this weather as well. Shane, what are your kind of overall thoughts on this game, where the Steelers are headed here? They have a tough schedule coming up. They have a gauntlet really coming up. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. What's kind of your overall take?
I'll be honest, when I first hopped in, I did not realize we were recording.
What?
I thought we were just still doing the debriefing, like, hey, how's it going? Anyways. That's besides the point.
Wonderful weather we're having.
Wonderful weather we're having. Yeah. Hope you're enjoying the power outages.
That didn't happen to me.
It happened to me.
Knock on something. Yeah, I know. At least it came on relatively quick, though, for you.
Yeah, it did. Okay, that's beside the point. Snow. Go.
Snow. Yeah, you know, the main issue I see with Pittsburgh is just that in, you know, come January when they're going up against good defense, because even though Cleveland's 2-8, that's still a really solid defense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just, I mean, when you look at the good teams in the AFC, it's Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, in your division. You know, these are the, I mean, even Pittsburgh, if they get a home game in the playoffs, these are the places you're going to be playing in January. And guess what they all have in common at that time of year? They're cold, they're outside, and, you know, you're going to get a lot of, you know, interesting weather. So,
interesting is a good way to put it.
Yes. So, you know, it's, when I look at this offense, you know, they're great at killing time of possession, or I should say dominating time of possession, and, mm-hmm. you know, just running a bunch of short passes. But if you got to get into a shootout with, you know, Josh Allen or even Mahomes, because we know he turns it on in the playoffs, you're in trouble. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's, you know, especially if you're going up against, you know, good defenses like Kansas City, who, you know, let's be honest, that defensive line would eat Pittsburgh for breakfast. So, you know, I mean, the Browns D-line give them enough of an issue tonight. So, yeah. That being said, you know, can I see them winning a wild card? Yeah. I think they make it to, like, the AFC Championship. No.
All right, you know what? You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to have you guys do this, or give me this at least. I'm going to go through every game remaining on the Steelers' schedule, and you tell me if they win the game or not.
Oh, I know which one I'm giving a loss.
You have to tell us where they are, too.
Yes, I will. I was like, screw it. We got to go through their schedule again. It's really bad. At Cincinnati. Next week.
Oh my god, that literally could go either way.
did they play Cincinnati already?
No, they're playing them twice at the end of the year. They're playing them next week and the end of the year.
Before we finish that question, I was doing my defense rankings this week, right?
Yep.
I noticed so many teams have barely played their division.
Oh yeah, they're doing it back end this year. Everyone's back end. Everybody.
That's so dumb. I hate that.
It's for ratings. All right.
I don't care.
I'd say they probably split with Cincy.
Okay. I'll count a split there as well, Brandon.
Yeah. I think a split because, I mean, Joe Burrow is going to – the defense is great, but Joe Burrow is playing otherworldly, so –
Browns again. Yeah, I think at home.
Win,
yeah.
Yeah, win. Eagles.
Loss. In Philly. Easy.
Loss. Baltimore. Sure. In Baltimore.
Yeah, I think they split again. They won the first one. They won last week. They're going to lose this one.
Yeah. And then I have a very specific question for you, Brandon, and I'll turn this over to Shane as well. What is going to be better, the Steelers offense or the connection on Netflix for Steelers and Chiefs?
Oh my God, they might be about the same. Oh Jesus,
Shane,
I don't know which one would be better.
Shane, what's worse?
They both suck.
They both suck. You're not picking one or the other.
I don't even think I could. I think Netflix will get it. Netflix has to get it right. It's the NFL. The Steelers' offense can't get it right. This is who they are. So you know what? The Netflix connection might be better.
Shane, what's your pick? Netflix or Steelers' offense? Keep in mind they're playing the Chiefs.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably. I guess that, yeah, I guess Chiefs Steelers. I don't know.
I'm asking if their offense is going to be better than Netflix. Streaming quality probably be better?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
This is how bad you know what? I'm taking the Steelers offense over Netflix. Hey, at least Ian or Noah Eagles is gonna be doing that. So I'm gonna go Steelers offense.
At least we know what their offense is gonna be. We don't know if Netflix will take a doo doo while they're streaming.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying.
True. If Netflix doesn't get it right, it's gonna be hilarious. We're obviously going Chiefs here, I think. Right.
But that's a lot of losses so far in the back end of their schedule.
Oh yeah, it's awful. It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Yeah, it's going to get ugly really quickly.
That basically puts them what, around 10-7?
9-8, 10-7, yeah, pretty much.
Typical Mike Tomlin year.
Typical Mike Tomlin. Any final thoughts on this game before we move on?
No.
No.
God, getting over with.
Shane,
it was just an ugly divisional,
yeah,
snow game, you know.
Shane, here's my question to you. If you were a quarterback coach and you had to go and tell your quarterback, hey, you're playing scout team safety this week, and you're quarterback 4, what are you doing?
I'm quitting. No, luckily I've never run into that situation.
Because why would you?
No, that might never happen again. Like, when the hell's that ever happened besides this?
Do you guys remember the first time it happened?
Oh, of course not. Why would I?
Sean Watson?
Yes, that was the second time. What's the first time?
What?
Give me a hint.
Carolina Panthers.
Cam Newton?
Nope.
Actually, yeah, no, that wouldn't have happened. Bryce Young. I don't know.
Baker, there's no way.
Baker Mayfield in training camp and in parts of the season.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Whoever thought that'd be a good idea?
Well, guess who's doing it? Your New York Giants.
Yeah, but, like, that actually makes sense because Daniel Jones should be nowhere near the quarterback room, and he's pretty fast, like a safety, so, like, yeah, sure. let's be honest. He was easily the best quarterback on that roster, which wasn't saying a whole lot at the time, but, you know. He's not fast and athletic like a state. What are you doing? No wonder they suck. Sorry.
Oh my god.
To answer your question, I guess I would just say, hey, just be straight up, and because the thing is that ultimately reflects pretty poorly on me as a coach that I couldn't, you know, help this guy do even a little bit better.
So you're saying that of Dable a little bit here?
You know, a little bit, like, we've seen what he can do with a project. I mean, look at Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen would not be the guy he is today if it weren't for Brian Dable. That's just a fact. So, I just think Daniel Jones is that bad. I mean, truly, like...
He was a reach. He was a massive reach where he was drafted. Should have been a giant.
He shouldn't even play quarterback. He should play receiver. Like, you know, so the fact that he went as a 6th overall pick, as a quarterback. And then, I mean, honestly, we got to try this guy for robbery. Like, wanting... when they said, oh, yeah, we'll pay you $40 million a year, I was like, huh? Yeah, this is why Joe Shane will probably be fired, as he should. God. You ever see that Hard Knocks clip where...
There's a lot of them.
I saw every single one. Well, yeah. What do you mean?
No, but the one that really cracks me up, not the Saquon ones, because, I mean, you know, we all kind of knew that was happening, but but the one that really cracks me up is when they're preparing for the draft, and his kids are in his office, just, like, laying on the couch or whatever, and he's like, all right, who should we pick at number 6? And they're like, oh, I get this guy, yeah. And he writes the names down.
Do you know?
Like, he's actually considering it.
You know what the kid specifically said, though, which is even more hilarious?
I can't.
Are you ready? Me? Are you ready?
Yeah.
The kid said, trade up and get Jaden Daniels. When the kid is a better GM than your, when the kid is a better GM.
Then, yeah, that is hilarious. I mean, the thing is, in hindsight, he's right.
Yes.
Brandon just sent this from his friend Gabe. 0-8 against division rivals on TNF for the Steelers. Fun. Very fun. So, what would be your, let's say you're the quarterback of let's say you're Daniel Jones hypothetically, Brandon, and you get called and say, hey, you're playing scout team safety this week. Are you upset or are you just like, okay, I'm making the money, whatever.
I mean, he looked, you know, pretty comfy with his hands in his, you know, his pouch warmer in his jacket, you know, just chilling out on the sideline. I mean, when you're making that kind of money, listen, I will never hate on a man that makes his money and does almost nothing to do it. You know, especially when you've sucked for so long, it's like, all right, I made my money. Okay, I can stop now. But I mean, my God, but like, when you commit highway robbery, like his agent and him and of course the awful front office gave him, like, I don't even, like, if I'm him, like, yeah, of course I want to play. Every player wants to play in the NFL. But I mean, hey, he handled it with class too. When he gave his presser, he was pretty well spoken. I mean, he took it on the chin. But yeah, you know, every player wants to play. But if I'm him, deep down, I'm like, man, I got money. What the hell do I? You know, I'm just gonna hang out.
I'll be a backup somewhere next year. I'll learn.
I mean, he's never gonna start again. That's it. Unless a team gets so damn desperate or so damn injured, but you know, that's the last time we see him as a starter. So,
Shane, we did not get what we wanted. Drew Lock is going to be quarterback 2 the rest of the way.
Don't talk to me about it.
Which is somewhat confusing, to be truthful. I mean,
well,
hey,
you know
Tommy why? DeVito, pump up the fans.
Not just that.
Why?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not just the hometown thing. It's also because he knows the offense. He's been there longer.
That is true, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, Drew Lock is the better quarterback, just talent-wise. But if Tommy Cutlets can spark a few wins in front of the hometown crowd, I don't see, hey, he did it a little bit last year, so why not go back to it?
Let's have some fun on Thanksgiving, shall we? 1:30 Pacific, 4:30 on Fox, with Tom Brady commenting. Giants, Cowboys, woo!
Oh.
Cooper Rush against Tommy DeVito, yes, exactly what I wanted on Thanksgiving.
With
helping him by Tom Brady.
With Brady commenting too. Oh no! Oh no!
Thank God I'm gonna be on an airplane.
God, a heaping helping of dog shit to go with my mashed potatoes, gravy, and turkey. Good Lord.
Good Lord. Good Lord to the schedule this week. Let's just go through. I'm giving Pot Cookies Game of the Week to the entire fucking schedule. This is the worst schedule I've seen in so long. I'm just going to give it to them. Let's go through the spreads first before we do Games of the Week. Chiefs-Panthers, what's the spread?
Oh my God, that's got to be something stupid.
Chiefs minus 13.
You were thinking along the same lines I was. I'm going to say Chiefs minus 12.
Chiefs minus 10.5.
That's it.
All right.
Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess, because they're not scoring, so.
Cowboys Commanders guess the line.
Commies minus 5.
Commies.
To me, it's going to be higher because Cooper Rush sucks.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Hey,
Commies minus 9.
I mean, but the division games are always weird.
So Commanders minus, I think, I'll go half here. Commanders minus 7.5.
Commanders minus 10.5.
Oh my God.
Buccaneers Giants.
That's gonna be another big spread because Mike Evans is back. And it's Tommy
DeVito. 6.
I'll go higher. I'll say Bucks minus 8.
Ding, 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 ding. Bucks minus 6. Shane. Lions, Colts.
Oof.
Lions minus 7.
I think Vegas likes the Lions too much. I think I'll say Lions minus 9.
Ding, 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 ding. Shane is 2 for 2. Detroit minus 7.
Oh, my God. How is it only minus 7? The Colts suck. Oh, my God.
Viking.
It's a dome.
It's a dome. Vikings versus the Bears in the snow, hypothetically, presumably.
I'm done going high because apparently God hates me.
Vikings minus 4.
I mean, division game, Vikings are coming back down to earth, but the Bears are not great. I'll go one less. I'll say Vikings minus 3.
Vikings minus 3.5.
Get the hell out of here.
Niners Packers with Brady on the mic in another potential snow game.
Oh my God, that feels like a pick 'em. But Jordan Love is also bad this year.
Niners Packers in Green Bay.
Niners Packers.
That feels like a pick 'em to me. I mean, I'm not going to say it's a pick 'em. I'll wait till Shane goes, but that feels like a pick 'em to me.
I'm going to say Packers minus 2.
I'll say it's essentially a pick 'em. I'll say Niners minus like 1.5.
Packers minus 3.
Are you serious?
Yes.
With how bad Jordan Love has been? Really? Vegas is on crack, bro. That's ridiculous.
Cardinals Seahawks in the non-power outage stricken Washington State. Or in the power outage stricken, I guess. No power game.
Cardinals minus 4.
I'll do like we did last time. I'll say Cardinals minus 3.
Cardinals minus 1.
What? No way, bro. Are you serious?
Yes, I'm reading it. It's off ESPN Bet. These are real.
Oh, God, the Cardinals are better than that. They're better than the Seahawks.
Eagles Rams Sunday Night Football in LA.
Oh, I think I saw this one.
Eagles minus 8.
It should be, but I think from what I remember, it was Eagles minus 3.5.
It's Eagles minus 3.
Oh, it went down? Oh, excuse me.
That's it? Wow.
That's all I got. The schedule sucks. The two games you're not allowed to pick, we are following Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, Brandon's favorites. As they are the number one commentary team this week for CBS. Jim Nantz and Tony Romo obviously are doing double on Thanksgiving, so they're getting the week off, and the schedule sucks for CBS, so might as well. They are doing Chiefs-Panthers. For some reason, that is the best game CBS has to offer. Ooh. Don't ask me why. So you can't pick Chiefs-Panthers, and you can't pick, obviously, Niners-Packers with KB. And Tom Brady, obviously, it's not Sunday night and not the Harbaugh Bowl, which is, I know, the one we're most excited about on this schedule. What's left?
What's the one you're most excited about? I'm excited about my game. I mean, there's only two games here to pick from. There's only, well, wait, actually,
what are the ones? So we can't, we obviously can't pick Sunday and Monday night, and we can't pick Chiefs, Panthers, and what else can we pick?
Chiefs, Panthers, you wouldn't pick anyway, but you can't pick Chiefs, Panthers, and you can't pick Niners and Packers.
Yeah, because that was going to be the one, probably. Well, then there's only really, there's technically a second choice, but I think there's only one choice on this list.
These games suck. Like, this is atrocious. Yeah. This is incredibly bad.
But I think there's only, I mean, I'll let Shane go first, but I think there's only one game on this list.
I also think there's only one. Shane, I think you can do the honors here.
I mean, not to be a homer, but, like, I feel like it's Seattle, Arizona.
It's easily Seattle, Arizona. It's easily.
Because it's the only, you know, it's like, it's a, first of all, it's a divisional matchup, but it's like the only two teams who aren't playing each other that are both below 500.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh,
God.
So, and you're a game apart. It's not like you're two. It's not like you're two games apart. You're living a game apart. Like, I think it's like, you know, you.
Yeah, they're both up for the division.
Yeah. Okay. Seattle would win this. They're what they would have the head. Would they have the head to head?
Was it a so split? Was it a split? Yeah. Well, they would. Okay. Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
I'll
quote
check
me on that.
I'll check.
But yeah.
No, and actually, by the end of the day, you could end up with a three-way tie for first in the division. Actually, hold on. Actually, wait. You could end up with.
So how about this for Seattle? Right.
Oh my god! You could end up with a four-way tie by the end of Sunday. You could have a four-way tie for the division.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the next 3 weeks for the Seahawks? Let's just throw it out there. Cardinals at home, at the Jets, at Arizona. That's the next 3 weeks.
Ooh. I think you're 2-1.
Well, one of those is favorable.
Yeah.
One of those is favorable. So
I think we'll go 2-1. I think you'll split it.
They usually split with Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona's always a tough matchup, yeah. Yeah, I think that's the easy choice here for sure. I mean, like, you're looking at a game where Seattle, I think, has to win pretty much. Although, you look at the rest of the division, it's a mess. It probably, as Brandon said, it's probably going to continue to be a mess regardless of what happens in this game. It's too early, kind of, for that division. It's week 12. But, hell, those two Seattle-Arizona games are going to be special. They're going to be important to watch.
Yeah, and this is the only division, I think, that you can end up after Sunday with virtually a four-way tie for first. Every team could be 6-5 by the end of Sunday. So, because you have three teams at 5-5, and you have, you know, two teams playing each other, and one team is 5-5, and the other one's 6-4. So you could literally have all four teams in that division at 6-5 by the end of Sunday.
Seattle,
I pray to God.
The Seahawks facility is still without power. They got to do cold showers. So yikes. It's gonna be rough there. The prep sucks, but that's what it is.
What are they? I mean, this is a multi-billion-dollar business, you know, an NFL team. How do they not have, like, a hospital generator there? That's just...
Yeah, thank
I
you.
Know, right? I know.
Like, I'm sorry, but... Anyways.
Before we get to our experiences with the crazy weather, let's talk about the crazy weather that is the Jets owner, Woody Johnson. Who basically was the de facto GM for the last couple years. According to The Athletic, he vetoed a trade for Jerry Jeudy. He obviously didn't want to pay Hassan Reddick until the very end. He wanted to bench Aaron Rodgers after the week 4 loss and put in Tyrod Taylor. And he had to be convinced by the coaching staff to not do it. I mean, this is Jerry Jones level of stupidity. I mean, it's unbelievable. Do you guys have anything to say about this? I don't think there's anything to say about this. I just wanted to mention it. Is this unbelievable?
That's why we're silent, because we're like, what else can you say?
I don't feel like they're I don't feel like it's quite Jerry Jones bad, just because, I mean, that's like, he's so vocal.
Yeah.
That, you know, whereas Woody Johnson's a little more quiet about what he does. And, you know, he's the owner. It's his business. He can do whatever he wants. But it's like, dude, really? Like,
don't run the football decisions. I have
this is why you hire people to do different jobs. Like, what is he going to go out and be the starting quarterback now? I mean,
actually, I would love to see that, because Aaron Rodgers isn't that bad. Before you go, Brandon, I got to mention this. I have a working theory on this, on why he's doing this. Because Trump was running for re-election, and now he won, which means Woody Johnson is going to go back, hypothetically speaking, to being the ambassador of the UK. He wants to control the team because he wants to win a Super Bowl before he goes back to the UK, and they're not even close to it. But go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that the only way... Yeah, I don't think it's Jerry Jones levels bad, because I mean, because when I think about it, it's better to be bad but still engaged and involved than be bad and be non-existent from your team. And, you know, have your head in the clouds elsewhere. So, you know, I'd rather have a bad but involved owner / GM than a bad and uninterested owner.
Like the Miami Dolphins owner who lives in New York. Let me ask you both this. I'll start with you, Shane. If your owner comes into your meeting room and says you need to bench this quarterback, like, what do you tell him? Like, I mean, like, the coaches had to convince him to not bench Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I'd say, well, we're the ones. You hired us to make the football decisions. You know, respectfully, sir, that is not your job. you know, we know that that this is the right decision. And who knows? Maybe Tyrod Taylor at this point would be better than Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. But
he's played in that stadium before a bunch of times.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, if you want, you know, let's say your quarterback is doing pretty well, and your owner comes and says that, then I'm gonna have some issues, because if you want me to do a better job as a coach, I gotta have the right guy under center.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
It's not gonna help anybody. You, me, the fans who pay our bills. You know, if we're not as good just because you're, you know, rash and unreasonable and just kind of, you know, make decisions.
I love that you said rash.
Just on a whim.
I love that you said rash, Shane, because that's what this feels like with the Jets. Woody Johnson is making all these moves. Joe Douglas is not allowed to do anything, and there you go. It's all rash, and that's why they're terrible. Brandon, I'll even add a second point to this. Can you imagine waking up Tuesday morning after week 4 and getting a notification on your phone, Aaron Rodgers is benched for Tyrod Taylor? Let's just hypothetically imagine an alternate universe that happened. I mean, oh my God.
The sports world would get turned upside down, because it's like, you would never think that that'd be a headline you would ever read. And definitely, at least not in week 4 of the season, no matter how old Aaron Rodgers is. So, like, that's, oh God, that's insane. It's pure insanity to think that we could have lived in a world where that would have happened. But, I mean,
is anybody really surprised? Like, listen, if it was any other team, I'd be shocked to the core. But when it comes to either one of the two New Jersey teams, the Jets or Giants, I'm not Cleveland. Surprised at any. What?
Or Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm not surprised at anything that those bottom feeder, I'm not surprised at anything that those guys do anymore. I'm just not. Like you want to continue to make bad, stupid deals, and the fans continue to see you make bad, stupid, illogical decisions, then, we can't expect, we have to assume the worst every time they make some sort of move. So it's like, yeah, that would have been shocking. It would have been front page news. Everybody would have been talking about it. If that happened in week 4, we'd probably still be talking about it now in week 12. But
can you believe it's week 12? It's week 12. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Adam just sent me a long paragraph describing his describing what Steelers football is like for him.
Wait, can you please plead for him to come on for 5 minutes?
Listen. I told him when he texted me about the game tonight, because he reached out to me. He's like, "Yo, I hate this team." I'm like, bro, listen, you want to come on the pod and talk about it? He's like, "No, I'm pissed." Listen, damn. I get it.
I get it.
When he gets mad, he'd rather drink when the Steelers lose. especially at this point. When we get off this topic, I'll tell you what he said. I'll say it on the show too, because it's kind of funny. When it comes to the fact that if that would happen in week 4, it's shocking, but it would also be so on brand for the New York Jets. It's like that franchise is nothing but misery. Their one Super Bowl doesn't even count anymore. They basically don't have one.
it was way back when Joe Namath.
Yeah.
Broadway Joe.
Yeah, it was back when
Americans football. Weren't even alive then.
Yeah, most Jets fans that are around today were not alive to see that. The oldest Jets fan that exists at this point is 55 years old. So, come on, man. I don't understand how you could be a Jets fan.
You live in the area. You live in the area. You live 15 minutes from the stadium.
Do you know how many Jets fans I see in the area? Almost none, because you know why? They're all stuck in the house, soaking in their misery. At least Giants fans are loud, proud, and they yell out, "We suck," at the top of their lungs, but they still walk outside with their Giants beanies and jackets and stuff. At least I still see them. Jets fans hibernate. They've been hibernating for 60 years.
Are there Jets gear at your stores, or is it mostly Giants?
I mean, there's not that I know, but from most stores in this area, it is. I mean, there's for every four Giants sections, big Giants sections, there's one Jets section, because it's they know the Giants are a better franchise. So, but it's Aaron Rodgers getting benched. It's would he change anything? Woody Johnson is sitting there. If this is why we say he's a bad owner, because if he thinks that would change anything, he's obviously an idiot, and we know he's an idiot. So that wouldn't change nothing. I mean, yeah, what would you really have gotten out of Tyrod Taylor versus Aaron Rodgers with this team?
Not much. And I'll say this, right? It's very clear that Woody Johnson is doing this stuff reactionary. He's looking at social media, right? He's looking at shows like ours, like what we do here at Sportitos. He's looking at Twitter. He's looking at Instagram. He's talking to his UK buddies, right? He went over to the UK, hung out with his UK buddies, and he got him flat out embarrassed. So everything he's doing is reactionary. Everything. Which is not the way you run an NFL franchise.
It's not the way you run a business in general. When you run a business based on thoughts, feelings, and emotions rather than actual smart decision making,
you know, you can't. Business is very cutthroat. You can't run a business being so reactionary and emotional, because when you do, you will always fail. So
yeah, because something hurt your ego.
Yeah.
Big whoop.
Yeah. And of course, that's the Jets' motto for years now. So same thing with the Giants. Not surprised.
Yep. All right. Read what Adam said.
Oh, this is fun. He said, please share this on your podcast.
What? He actually said, please share it? Oh, no.
It's literally six sentences. It's actual paragraph. He said, this team solely exists to punish its fan base. It's a virus that thrives. It's a virus that thrives on undoing its believers with false hope.
Wait, only is to destroy it COVID? Them. Is it COVID? What is he comparing it to?
It's a virus that thrives on giving its believers with false hope, only to destroy them when the moment is right. It will build up the hopes and dreams of those who care the most, and then swiftly and without fail deliver heartbreak. It is a parasite, a Trojan horse, something that will give you a false sense of security just so it can take from you. This is their way. This is Steelers football.
I have a question for Adam, courtesy of the podcast. Mike Tomlin rating 1 to 10.
Oh, I'm gonna do it right now.
That's my question.
Hold on.
We're doing it live.
I know he's gonna value, you know, Super Bowl, you know, and the fact that Tomlin has dragged a lot of bad Steelers teams to the playoffs. So, but
he's probably gonna drag this one.
Yeah, I want to see. It's not gonna be a 9 or a 10. I guarantee he'll probably say like a 6 or 7.
While we're waiting for that post credit scene time, let's first start. This is a topic that comes up every year on this show, and I always love bringing it back up because I think it's fun. Memories of playing football or sports in general in the snow. Shane, go ahead.
Awful.
Awful.
Yes. He actually gave it a decent rating.
What did he give?
Adam said, I still love Mike Tomlin. 8.
Okay, that's fair. All right, go. Awful, Shane. Shane says awful. Why was it awful?
Mm-hmm. So I've only had one snow game in my life. And every hit, every ache, pain just hurts that much more. Because, well, I don't know why. I'm not a doctor, so I couldn't tell you, but from what I understand, it's when you are cold, you know, your blood vessels constrict more, and it and so, you know, you're more receptive to pain. And, you know, it's like snow is, not only is snow wet, but it's very cold. And so when you're, you know, you might think, well, you got those pads to protect you. No. Liquid soaks into the football pads.
Mm-hmm.
And you are just wet and miserable. So when it's snow, it's like a cold, you know, like ice bucket challenge water being just soaked onto you. Yeah. But then, you know, you get moving and then it just turns into sweat and it sucks. that's it. But, yeah, you know, it's not fun. It looks like it's fun, but it's not. You know, and every time you get tackled or tackle, you know, you end up on the ground and you, like, get snow down your neck or something. It's just, you know, it's like, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. That being said, I'd much rather play in snow than, like, you know, 90 degrees. Because I've done that too. I've had football practice on days when it was 91, 92, and you're playing on that AstroTurf that adds, you know, 10, 15 degrees. That is miserable. You know, several guys were, like, throwing up by the end of it. You know, but not me, because I'm not weak. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, no, it's I would much rather play snow than that. But yeah, honestly, the ideal temperature for football is like 50 to 60 when you're playing it. Because it's, you know, it's not too cold, but it's, you know, you have so many layers with the pads and all the, you know, the high socks and yada, yada, yada. It's like, you don't want it to be hot. So, you know, it's kind of a nice, comfy range right in there.
Brandon, what about you? Sports in the snow.
I feel like we did answer this question last season.
I think this is gonna be a yearly tradition because I just think it's fun to talk about.
Yeah, but I think because when you play sports in the snow, it just brings you back to being. I mean, we're not old, but it brings you back to being a little kid again. It brings you back to being young again, and you know For me, it always brings me back to I never played, because baseball, you don't play in the snow. But when I played, you know, something with basketball, so like a lot of things that, you know, you don't really play in the snow. I mean, you know, we're not like Minnesota where we can just skate, you know, we can have an iced up pond and just play pond hockey or something like that. Like that's, you know, we don't have that obviously here. So, you know, it's one of those things where, I mean, if you were going to play in the snow, you played football. And when we did, I remember one time my friends and I, we must have been like very early teenagers, probably like 14. And we went down to our old middle school because we were like freshmen in high school. And we were like, you know, yo, you want to go throw the football around? Like we can get like a little mini game going. There was like probably like about six of us that went, so we had like a little 3-on-3 kind of game. And I remember I was a steady quarterback for most of that, and we played on our old middle school field. It's a massive just open grass field. There's not a football field or anything like that, but you know, but there are lights, like, you know, street lights that come out at night that do kind of like illuminate it too. So we went, I remember it was snowing that day. It wasn't a blizzard, but it was snowing. But it had snowed, I think, like a day or two before that. Like, it was covered. The field was iced over. We were running in pretty much in basketball sneakers on ice. And
Christ.
I remember it was so cold. It must have been like probably like in the teens. It must have been like 15, 16 degrees. Like, you couldn't feel your face or your hands. And I remember I couldn't, there was times where I was like, I had to keep putting my hands in my pockets, obviously, because, you know, you had to warm it up, but it wasn't getting warm. So I was like, even when I had my hands in my pockets, I'll take them out, you know, and try to throw the ball. I couldn't feel the ball. My hand felt like a brick. The ball felt like a brick in my hand, and my hand was like iced over. I was becoming like Mr. Freeze. One of my friends, I think, had like icicles hanging from his nose. Like, we were frozen out there.
I've been there before.
Yeah,
like Andy Reid having icicles in his mustache last season in the playoffs.
Yeah, pretty much full on Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Except me, it was pheasant hunting in January. It was like 5 degrees outside.
Jesus, I mean, it was so much fun, you know, watching everybody bust ass on ice. Watching everybody literally fall over and damn near break their hip as a teenager trying to catch a pass on an iced out, you know, grass field on a random Saturday. But, you know, I miss those days. I mean, we can't do that now. My friend, like, Adam's grown, because Adam was there, and Adam can tell you it was fucking freezing. But I throw passes to Adam now, and Adam like grabs at his groin like every so often. Like he has a groin issue. I'm like, bro, you're 24. How do you have a consistent groin problem at 24?
Damn.
I'm like, you didn't play you didn't play sports that long. But like, so it's like if we did that now, he'd probably tear his groin on the ice.
Jesus. Speaking of injuries, Patrick Claiborne on X wrote, pre-LASIK Jameis would have been out there using his imagination. and Jameis Winston responded by saying, I'm just happy I could see the victory today.
Oh, God.
just yeah. So good. Yeah,
Jameis
Winston's like is the only quarterback I know that can throw like or can have two what should be game ending turnovers in the like late in the fourth quarter and can still win. That's just Jameis Winston.
It's just Jameis Winston. That 30 for 30 season will always live in infamy. I remember I might have told this story before. There was a Bucks London game years ago in that 30-30 season. I don't remember who they were playing. I woke up and watched it. Was it the Jags? Yeah, probably the Jags. And
it was.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, it makes it even worse then.
I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on.
But I woke up early for it, obviously. And Jameis Winston threw like 4 or 5 picks. And everyone's like, my fantasy season is over before the real games start on Twitter. And I started dying.
Oh, no, no. That was the Panthers. It was the Panthers.
Panthers? Oh, that makes it even worse. No, but yeah. Yeah.
Five interceptions in that game. Jesus.
People were like, bro, Jameis just ended my fantasy week without the week even starting. Like, yep. I was like, yep. All right, final weather thing. Power outage galore in Washington State. Over 500,000 people were without power this week. Shane, how come you didn't? How is it possible you didn't lose power? How?
That's such a good question, and I don't know. look. I'm not going to give away too much information because I don't want to dox myself, but let's just say that where I live, I have a 170-acre forest on one side of the house and a pretty good-sized body of water on the other side. Okay. And so we, as a result, get a lot of weather. So, naturally, when there's a storm, we usually lose power. Now, what happened on this particular night is...
this particular night? It was last night!
Was it?
Or 2 nights ago, yeah.
No, 2 nights ago.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, no, so it's like, normally, you know, when power's out, it's like, it's always out here, just based off, because, you know, we get high winds from the water, and then, you know, trees galore behind us, so it's like, you know, double whammy. I looked at the outage map. Everybody was out of power, all around us, except our street. I don't know how we were spared, but we were somehow. And, so, anyways, that was my situation.
Here's George Pickens after the loss. He said, I don't really think the Browns are a good team at all. The conditions kind of saved them today. Interesting. Okay. That's a weird comment. Okay. So for me, we barely had anything. I mean, it was 10 to 20 mile an hour winds. It really wasn't that bad because we weren't like localized in the Seattle area. We're a bit in the outskirts. And I finished my fantasy stuff, watching fantasy basketball stuff, and then boom, the power goes out. And I look at the outage map and I go, uh-oh, this is going to take a few days. But luckily, our local PED didn't have, like, a lot. But the Seattle one, like, the mainline Seattle one had, like, the brunt of the problem, which is why I think it's part of the reason why Seattle, our Seahawks, the Seahawks, they're in Renton, I believe, Shane, their practice facility.
Yes.
So that Renton's getting a huge brunt of it. It's I hate power outages here. Like when I'm older and like live by myself, I'm definitely gonna invest in a generator because I fucking hate it. I think it's stupid. We need more power lines underground or something. It's awful, but no. It was rough. But at least thankfully for us, it wasn't the worst thing in the world. Brandon, what's your power outage experience? Do you have much experience with having your lights go out?
I mean, here it doesn't happen often. It really doesn't. I mean, we might have a lot, like a light like flicker when we get like rain, like heavy rain or whatever, but we don't. In our area, we don't really lose power that often. And if we ever did, I mean, when we did, like the only time we really did was obviously Hurricane Sandy when that hit.
Yeah.
Because we were, but, you know, down the shore, they got hit a lot harder than we did. Like, they were obviously without power for, like, you know, weeks, months. You know, and their homes were leveled and things like, you know, beach homes were leveled and things like that. But up here, I mean, we are closer to the city like we are. The worst of it was just a power outage for like 3 days. And that was about it.
Considering a hurricane, that's actually really good.
Yeah. Like, cause, you know, all we did was just get a bunch, like just a ton of rain. Like we never really. I mean, the last time we lost power for an extended period of time, I think it was Hurricane Sandy. I don't think we ever lost power since then for more than, like, half a day.
Yeah.
So, like, really, that was the only time I can remember that we lost power significantly. I mean, we did have a snowstorm one time where we lost a lot of power, but that was only for, like, maybe a day and a half. I was pretty young. But... Yeah, we just don't lose a lot of power here. But when we do, it's mostly just, you know, natural disasters and things like that. And even so, for our area, you lose power for a couple days, and then you're back up and running like nothing happened. So,
yeah.
You know.
I think we're supposed to get a little bit more wind over the next few days here in our area, but nothing super significant from what I understand. But before we go. Shane, we need to discuss what the hell a bomb cyclone is, because nobody nationally, nobody locally ever like properly explained it. And then I asked you in our chat and you're like, oh, I took weather as a minor in college, which I did not know. And you're like, I could tell you. So please tell our audience.
Told you that?
No, that was the first time I ever heard about it. No, but please explain to our audience properly what a bomb cyclone is, because you're better than the flipping Weather Channel, which is sad, but it's true.
Yeah, so as Robert said, in college, my minor was geography and weather. And a bomb cyclone, which I think is a really stupid term for it, but
it sounds really freaky, but it's just like, yeah, anyway, continue.
Yeah, no, it's like nothing. So, you know, a cyclone is just, you know, a storm where it's not even a tornado. A lot of people think it means a tornado. Not quite. But really what it is just when the wind pattern is swirling, but not in such a tight way that it you know turns into like a tornado. It's just a general weather system. And then the term bomb cyclone just means that said cyclone is intensifying. And that's it. So, yeah, I don't know. It's
yeah, wait. So it's not really. It's not really like a tornado. What? It's just like wind, or like
no. Yeah, it's when the direction of the wind is swirling. So normally, you know, when there's wind, it comes from one direction. And you know, like in this area, the you know the northwest, it usually comes from the south to the southeast, or sorry, the south to the southwest. But in this case, it was coming from the west, from the south, from the east. It's just swirling. So that's more or less what it is.
So this is the kind of analysis Jerry Jones needs on his stadiums. So there you go. That ties it into football. But yeah, thanks for that explanation. Because seriously, no one explained it to me much, if at all, over the past few days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It was really ridiculous.
Yeah, but we should really have that. Technically, between the snow games, well, the snow game today, and then the bomb cyclone, like what a crazy day. What a crazy, and then power, you know, obviously the power outages for you guys. Like, what a crazy week for weather.
Crazy weather week here in the States.
Especially because most areas are not even cold enough to get snow right now. Like, at least not around me. Like,
didn't you say parts of Jersey got snow today?
Yeah, like West Jersey. And I'm like, how? It was like, it was 40 degrees outside. It wasn't close to freezing. It wasn't the freezing point. So how the hell did we get snow? Like, I don't know. That's weird. Like, I mean, in my area, all we got was just a steady rain, steady light rain, and we're going to get way more rain tomorrow. So,
yeah,
that's going to be a ton of fun.
Yikes. Well, thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Shane, as always. We'll see you back here on Sunday. We are doing Gladiator this week because the movie's actually coming out on Friday, so we're going to get it done this week. Brandon, I know you're very, very excited about that.
Yeah, I love it.
But Brandon, you're that's what I was getting to. Brandon, you're happy we're doing it a week earlier, I bet.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Because I mean, there's so many quotable lines from that movie, and I mean that movie is just so, to me, it's just so well acted. I mean, like I always say every week, oh, well acted movie, but like no, like this is legit. Like I love this movie to death.
Yeah, I'm very excited to watch it.
A historical epic.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to watch it. It's going to be my first time, and then probably end up going to the theater to watch the second one at some point. And then, because Shane is out of town, we are doing my movie for the year. We're just giving Shane Wildcard Weekend as to kind of sublet it. We're doing Tenet, which I have had to specifically warn Brandon when it comes to Christopher Nolan's Tenet to watch it a specific way or he's going to lose his mind.
Yeah.
And even then,
he made me literally like, you must've spammed. Like I kept seeing you pop up on the Chargers chat and I was like, how many times are you gonna, like, why are you giving me so many warnings? Like this is more warnings than I've ever seen on any television program ever.
Television like, program or movie. No, I'm serious. I love this movie, but this movie's got problems. And if you don't watch it the right way, it's going to be a problem because you're not going to understand anything or you're not going to hear anything. And
I'll probably be confused anyway. I'm usually.
Brandon, your ears might bleed. That's my biggest concern.
Oh, God, man. True.
But yeah, it's my favorite Christopher Nolan movie. I absolutely love it despite its problems. So we're actually going to be doing that on Black Friday. So our schedule next week, so this week we're doing obviously the Sunday-Monday split. Monday, by the way, Monday, have your notepads prepared on Monday because on Monday we are doing the ranking of Thanksgiving foods on Monday. So have that ready to go. We're ranking Thanksgiving foods on Monday. But yeah, so Thanksgiving week, our schedule is going to be Black Friday. That'll be released sometime Friday night or early Saturday morning, depending on what time we like to record. Obviously, it's kind of open because it's just one game. Brandon and I will be here. We're going to do Tenet on Friday, and then obviously we're going to do the Sunday-Monday split as well. So basically, instead of doing Thursday, we just bumped it to Friday. So that'll be fun. That'll be a good time. We'll talk about some stupid Thanksgiving Day games next week. But yeah, I'm super excited for Gladiator on Sunday, and we'll see you all then.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. Take care, everybody.